This is GQDN for Monday, April 27th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, some people are getting bonuses. Sephiroth, what have you done this time? What are you doing? What are you doing? And there's a Steam controller that's been reviewed, and the price was discovered as well. But we begin today with Rock, Paper, Shotgun. Now, you would know that if there are refunds that are available, you would think that this would be good news. Well, for some, there is. Because Fortnite is refunding the people that paid for the D4VD cosmetics. But there's a reason behind this. See, D4VD, otherwise known as David, is a singer. And his real name is David Anthony Burke. Because you see, he has some skins in Fortnite. And those who bought the skins will be getting a refund. Why? Because he was charged last week with the murder of a 14-year-old girl, Celeste Reyes Hernandez. David Burke pleaded not guilty to murder, but there was the abuse of the child that was under the age of 14, and the remains of Celeste are scattered. The remains were found in the boot of a Tesla, and that was registered to Burke's Texas address on September 8th. So, responding to a Twitter post reporting that a player has received a refund for the David-themed Fortnite cosmetics, Epic Games said, quote, "We hear the concerns. We have a bunch of changes we're rolling out over time. The first one will be available on Tuesday, April 28th, when anyone who purchased one of these items will be able to get an immediate self-service refund. And right now, players who request refunds for David cosmetics via player support can be refunded," end quote. Now, the item bundle is dubbed as David's Locker Bundle, and that was released last April as a part of Chapter 6, Season 2. And the official Fortnite anthem was a part of it, and it was called Locked and Loaded. Epic did remove and changed the Fortnite add-ons in the past because of real-life events. So this last year, publishers did opt to a temporary pull and modify Peacemaker-themed emote called Peaceful Hips. So refunds are coming, but the story, wow. So we go to other news. Via wowhead.com, Blizzard had temporarily disabled the Void Assaults incursions due to an issue. We'll go right to the blue post. Quote, "We've discovered a new issue with Void Assault incursions, the major attack, and while we investigate and design effects for it, we're disabling incursions. The Void incursions should wind down and cease over the next hour or so, and we'll re-enable them as soon as we've got a fix for the undying issue. Thank you." Now, the Void Assault will be re-enabled when the fix is complete. And that is your World of Warcraft update for today. So now we'll go to Arc Raiders, because they've been doing some overhauling there as well. So Embark did announce in a dedicated blog post that's finally addressing Arc Raiders' largely maligned or ignored trials system. This comes to us from PC Gamer. Now, people did think that these trials are, quote, ruining the game, end quote. But as of April 29th, which is trial season 4, Embark did make a bunch of changes, quote, "giving all raiders a fair chance to get stuck in and grind," end quote. And Embark did admit that grinding for the monetary value is not that fun. So this week, the Arc Raiders did want to see how to get ready for the Riven Tides update, and the trials were unavailable during the expedition window. Removing the unnecessary restrictions just might be the theme for the first wave of changes, and Embark is already making it a major map condition that would no longer reward double the points. So now you'll be able to complete the trials on any map and condition that you like, and you won't be forced into grinding some specific ones. And Embark did improve the challenges directly. Quote, "We hear you, Trials, challenges need more variation, and Season 4 intends to deliver without revealing our hand early. Expect to see some exciting new objects throughout the upcoming season, like melee combat challenges, using specific gadgets and grenades to score points, and searching unique containers." End quote. Now, they did reveal the recon outfit, and you unlock the base by reaching the try-hard rank and upgrade it through the season. Quote, "In Season 4, we're taking the first steps to allow all players to participate without any time scheduling constraints, and we'll continue to listen to your comments as the season progresses." End quote. So we'll keep our eyes on that one, too. Now, there was an interview with the Oversight Esports CEO, Munistumpo, and esports.gg did the interview because he did share that he previously worked as a team manager at TSM, and there his love grew for the competition scene even before joining the organization that led him to start the company's focus on esports event production across multiple titles. And he did explain that Alienware's collegiate event has begun as a test run and improved in the second year. And he also did say that the next goal is to scale the event further by increasing the AWCC's visibility and reach. Quote, "We had big names like J3 and Big Puffer come to UT in person, as well as people like Boger, Flats, and Kingsman, who are immensely popular in the Marvel Rebels space." End quote. Now, he also did say that they're giving students a pro-level esports experience, and there's also an Alienware Collegiate Clash in 2027. So we'll see what happens with that. And they're going to need some controllers, because GameTradar.com did say that, well, there's a controller that's going to be coming out for Steam Deck. I should say the Steam Machine. And GameTradar was looking at it. So what did they say? Well, apparently a leak did arrive a week after the Steam DB page did surface, pointing toward an unboxing video to release soon. And that'll be 2 weeks after the public shipment manifest was released. Now, they did give a breakdown of the Steam controller's supposed price, but they also said that the video was most possibly fake, because there are many questions that they had about the leak review. The price is supposedly going to be $99 for the Steam controller. And this controller is supposed to be better than the PlayStation 5 controller and the Xbox Series X and S controller. But this costs more than either standard controller. So this could be licensed to the Xbox and PlayStation 5 controllers. That was last year, cost about $200. And some other PC controllers are under $100, which would mean that could this controller be purchasable at $99? We'll see. But I say purchasable, is this really? According to PC Gamer, Toyota, the car manufacturer, has turned a car seat into a gaming chair. Now, the name just might be the Crown Seat Desk Chair. So there was a car seat from the Toyota Crown. And it does come with some powered adjustability settings, built-in electric heating and cooling, a USB Type-C charging port hidden in the seatbelt buckle. And it does have some elements that have been retained for the actual car seat itself. The price tag for the seat is $3,500. Yep, that much. But let's say you want a DLC just instead. Polygon.com did say that the Power Wash Simulator 2 is $10. And the DLC is $10 because you're going to go to Tatooine. Yep, you're going to be power washing some Star Wars stuff for $10. Well, maybe that could be put on this handheld device. But the handheld device would actually have something else. Via GamesRadar.com, they're going to have the Arc G3 chipset, and that is a part of the Panther Lake APU set. So in an interview, Robert Pollock, the PCGH quiz the vice president of the company's future in the gaming handheld scene. Pollock specifically named the Arc G3 the chipset teased that last month, admitting that he's not well-versed in that product. And the general manager then goes on where he did say that he loves the Intel in regards to its tech versatility. Pollock said, quote, What I do love about working at Intel is that we are a business where my team can work on a really nice desktop roadmap. Another team can work on really cool handheld roadmap. Another team can work on a really nice notebook gaming roadmap. And we can make unique products for all three of those markets, end quote. But they don't borrow a CPU to make it work because they said that the Arc G3 is indeed a thing. So we'll see what happens. And now we get to say damn you, Sephiroth, because according to DualShockers.com, is now appearing in some Japanese beer commercials. Yep, he is. And it does show him sipping a beer. Adult beverages. And these people can't afford it. PC Games End said that the Crimson Desert developer has given every employee a $3,400 bonus. All due its success. Well done to all. Well done. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.